首先来关注神韵全球巡回演出的情况。美国神韵国际艺术团于1月24日由法国巴黎重返英国，在爱丁堡剧场的首场演出爆满，观众反响热烈。他们对神韵艺术家恢复中华传统文化的勇气及所做出的努力表示钦
佩。I think it's a wonderful show. I mean, it's spectacular. It's beautifully done, and it brings something really different and good. So I've loved it so far.
I thought it was fantastic. I really did enjoy it. The grace and the elegance and the athleticism of the performance was superb.
爱丁堡观众对中华正统文化几近失落而感到悲伤。同时对神韵艺术家为复兴中华传统文化所做出的努力赞叹不已。
I think it's so sad to let things go, and if the young are interested and want to revive things or carry on with culture, it's a tradition. It's fantastic from China. Wonderful. Is this extraordinary? The Oriental, the way, the vision and everything. And I think this comes out in the dancing.
神韵演出中表现修炼人虽遭受迫害却仍坚定正信的故事让观众感佩。
I'm very impressed by the braveness of this company for their beliefs in bringing it and carrying on in difficult times.
I think it's an admirable thing. One hears many stories coming out of China about suppression and so on, and it is nice to see these sorts of things happening and these shows going aroundto promote Chinese culture. I think it is important that people have freedom to choose their way of life, and so long as they are promoting good rather than suppression and so on, I believe that is a very strong message and very positive.
美国神韵国际艺术团在结束了法国巴黎六场演出之后，从1月24日开始，将在爱丁堡、利物浦两座城市为观众带来五场视听飨宴。我们将继续带您关注演出盛况。新唐人英国记者站爱丁堡报道。
Dancing is breathtaking. Everyone is.Incredibly athletic, and they're dancing in unity, and that's very impressive to see.
Very precise dancing. Very impressed with the costumes and the whole choreography.
观众赞叹神韵演出中的动态背景天幕是独一无二的巧思。
I also haven't been to a show like this and seen a big digital projection in the backdrop. That's very interesting to see as well. It's very unique. I haven't seen that before at a theater production. It's cleverly used.
他们也对神韵仍无法在中国上演感到非常遗憾。
Well, I think it's a shame because I think Chinese people in China should be very proud of their rich cultural heritage and should celebrate that.
神韵演出展现的精神内涵也启迪了观众的心灵。
Communism had to kind of like damp down people's personal beliefs and their spirituality, and you know they're saying that the way back from that was to then re-embrace a spiritual side. So yeah, for me that was.Yeah, beautiful message.
新唐人英国记者站爱丁堡报道。
1月25号晚，美国神韵国际艺术团圆满结束了在英国苏格兰首府爱丁堡的最后一场演出。约3000人的剧场座无虚席，观众不时为神韵艺术家们献上热烈的掌声。他们为神韵所展现的中华传统文化深深震撼，更期盼有朝一日。神韵能在中国上演。
It's something completely different that we haven't really experienced before, and we're having a great time. Yeah,
it's beautiful. Technically, from a dance perspective, it's very good. It's very high. The decorations, the costumes are fabulous. The story behind it is quite interesting.
So you can see, you know, the expression and the passion, but also the control as well. You know, it's all very serene and controlled as well. So, yeah, that comes across quite clearly. So it's very enjoyable. Yeah.
神韵展现的几近失落的5000年神传文化，不仅深深打动了观众，也引起了他们的共鸣。
Yeah, so I like that as well. They, you know, just the kind of respect and that aspect is quite attractive for me. So I'm actually finding it quite relaxing and quite enjoyable as well.
I think it's really important to remember our past as we continue to develop our future, and I think it's very sad to see that culture isn't evolving as we would expect, as you would see from history, because our culture is becoming very on a technological perspective.
I think it's a message of understanding and, you know, understanding different cultures. So that for me is great. You know, particularly here in Scotland, seeing cultures from across the world, it's a great opportunity.
观众更期盼在世界上声誉鹊起的神韵艺术团能早日回中国演出。
Which is a shame since it's their culture and it's beautiful. So hopefully one day in the future it can be displayed in China because it's stunning. Yeah.
新唐人英国记者站爱丁堡报道。
1月27号，美国神韵国际艺术团首次莅临英国利物浦，在帝国剧院首演爆满，一票难求。观众赞叹神韵舞蹈独具韵味和表现力，展现了博大精深的中华传统文化。
I love the costumes, they're really beautiful, very elegant and feed nicely into the dance.
I think having the live orchestra really brought it to life and created a really special atmosphere.
It's all very attractive and there's no one particular thing that outdoes others, it's just very beautifully danced.
神韵演员的身韵身法独具韵味，深具感染力，加上高难度技巧，让观众感到奇妙与震撼，领悟中华传统文化的博大精深。
When you're watching, you passively sit there, but you kind of feel what the performers feel. So when they're jumping around and you've got the warrior scenes, you're filled with that kind of feeling. But then equally, when it's the ladies and it's the calm, especially with the lake in the background, that was really nice. And you brought the humour in with the monk as well. That was a nice touch.
Some of these guys are absolutely incredible. I mean, yeah, I've never seen anything like that. The way it could suddenly be switched on, and then it was very, very peaceful and tranquil, and suddenly all the energy came, so that was, yeah, fantastic.
观众感佩神韵艺术家为复兴中华传统文化所做出的努力。
It's a shame, but at least it's getting out there and other people are being able to experience the culture. It's always difficult in terms of, you know, traditions and whether to bring them back. It's nice that people are still reviving it.
新唐人英国记者站利物浦报道。
1月29号晚，美国神韵国际艺术团在英国利物浦帝国剧院的最后一场演出圆满落幕，观众赞叹演出完美无瑕，期待神韵再度莅临。
Tonight's show is perfect. It's beautiful.It moves, it's colourful, it's musical, it's absolutely wonderful, truly. Wonderful show, absolutely superb. And you should be proud of your people, truly.
Really positive, actually. Like, I feel positive after. It was beautiful. The costumes, dancing, music, and it all blended together very well.
玛丽安·海恩斯曾与皇家爱乐乐团、伦敦音乐会管弦乐团等著名艺术团体合作，常在伦敦西区剧院演出，并在英国巡回演出。他对神韵中西合璧的交响乐团赞叹不已。
Really enjoyed the orchestra. I was intrigued about how they would merge the two, the Chinese and the Western styles, and I was very happy that it did it really well in a classy way. And they were very tight, really in tune, very together. It's good.
I think to get away from the communist culture that currently exists in China and other places in the world is a good thing. And if enough people on the outside of communism band enough together, they may well defeat it or soften it at the very least and give peoples that are, shall we say, captivated by communism more freedom of speech.Of art, dance, etc. I think the world would be a better place.
一月，神韵在英国沃金、伯明翰、爱丁堡和利物浦四座城市一共上演了12场演出，吸引近2万人观看，缔造场场爆满、一票难求的票房奇迹。 神韵国际艺术团下一站将去荷兰鹿特丹，四月中旬将重返英国，为伦敦等三座城市的观众带来19场精彩的演出。新唐人英国记者站利物浦报道。
享誉全球的神韵艺术团原定于一月底到二月初在西班牙马德里皇家剧院的演出突然被迫取消。中共驻西班牙大使吕凡在最近的一通电话调查中承认，他亲自拜访了西班牙马德里皇家剧院的总经理，迫使剧院取消神韵演出。
美国非营利组织追查迫害法轮功国际组织最近对神韵在西班牙演出受阻的幕后真相进行了电话暗访，并于1月28号发表了调查报告。追查国际主要负责调查中共侵犯人权，尤其是侵犯法轮功信徒的行为。而总部位于纽约的神韵艺术团创立的宗旨是通过音乐和舞蹈再现中华五千年传统文化。神韵也有描绘当代中国的表演，例如被中共视为禁忌话题的法轮功修炼团体的故事。1月22号，在追查国际对中共驻西班牙大使吕凡的电话暗访中，吕凡把他如何说服马德里皇家剧院总经理取消神韵演出合同的过程和盘托出。吕凡警告剧院，如果让神韵演出，将无法承受丢掉中国市场的后果。
把这个危害性跟他们讲了，他们是非常的这个震惊。
根据神韵艺术团网站的订票信息，神韵原定于1月31号至2月2号期间在马德里皇家剧院演出。
但知道之后呢，他们就当时就是表示很为难，说已经线上卖票呢已经卖出去了将近900张，损失会比较大，也表示为难。后来我也是亲自找他那个总经理，跟他谈，说你这个事情呢不能光想着这个经济账，要看这个政治，是吧？你跟中国这个合作，刚刚在前两年又跟这个中国签订的这个线上剧院的这个思路啊，线上剧院的协议等等，跟中国的这个市场今后合作的前景是非常广阔的。你不能因为这个东西呢，就是丢掉了这个中国市场。他们也是马上就是认识到这个问题。
丝绸之路国际剧院联盟是一个经中共文化部批准，由中共对外文化集团公司倡议发起的项目，宣称要促进表演艺术领域的艺术交流，但实质是中共一带一路倡议的一部分。一带一路被中共当成增强全球地缘政治影响力的旗舰项目。马德里皇家剧院2016年加入丝绸之路国际剧院联盟，与中共官方有广泛的合作。
但是呢，他们也是比较看重他们自己的这个叫什么呀，这个剧场的声誉啊，已经答应人家了，等于取消掉会造成什么不良的影响，染上更多的政治色彩啊什么等等的。最后也是我们跟大家一块儿商量吧，最后呢叫他们就用这个技术原因，因为时间很仓促，他们这个定的这个场地啊时间太仓促，当时考虑不周，所以呢这个因为技术原因，现在呢这个场地呢空不出来，没有办法给这个神韵啊这个演出这个时间。
马德里皇家剧院对取消演出合同有所顾虑，但是吕凡告诉对方，他会帮助他们一起想办法。一月上旬，马德里皇家剧院以技术问题为由取消了与神韵方面签订的演出场地合约。这不是中共首次企图用类似手法干扰神韵在西班牙的演出。2014年，中共驻巴塞罗那领事馆向加泰罗尼亚国立歌剧院施压，企图终止神韵演出。西班牙国家报纸《世界报》刊文揭露了中共的企图。西班牙著名人权律师卡洛斯对中领馆的相关人员提出控诉，而中共的破坏不但没有得逞，反而为神韵在西班牙的首次演出做了免费宣传，豪华的国家歌剧院里座无虚席。2017年，神韵在西班牙巴塞罗那里西奥大剧院开演前，中共再度对剧院施压，但干扰未遂。卡洛斯律师在2018年以煽动仇恨罪起诉了参与干扰神韵的组织和个人。神韵艺术团自2007年开始全球巡回演出，几乎每年都受到中共的干扰破坏。不过，尽管中共招数用尽，还是无法阻止神韵艺术团的成功演出。现在，神韵艺术团每年在全世界巡回上百个城市，大多数场场爆满，各界主流精英盛赞神韵是世界第一秀。